Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, what, you missed something? Or maybe you want to hear it again. Let's be optimistic. After 4 o'clock, John Cobell show on demand on the iHeart app. We got two rounds of the Moist Line coming on after 3 o'clock. And if you want to follow us on social media, it's at John Cobell Radio. All right, we're going to talk now to Steve Garvin. Steve has been with us a number of times, the former Dodger great who got second place, almost first place, in the original runoff in March for U.S. Senate. And now he and Adam Schiff are going to duel between now and November to see who becomes the next U.S. Senator from California. This is Dianne Feinstein's old seat. Let's get Steve Garvey on the line and see what he's been up to in the last 6 weeks or so since he made it into the finals. Steve, how are you?
Hey, John. I missed you. We had a great streak going there for a while.
I know. Well, it's good to have you back. And I told you, you can come on anytime you want.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
What's the state of your campaign here now? It's things have been quiet, I think, on both sides for the last 6 weeks, regrouping for the November run. So what is it that you're doing in the campaign at this moment?
Well, you know, I mean, you chronicled just about, all of the first 5 months, you know, the journey we talked about, got in a little later than I wanted to. And of course, we announced on October 8th, couldn't pick the worst day. But from that point on, you know, within the first couple of weeks, we got to 10 points in the polls and then 13, 17. And really by December, we were in solid second place. And but we were just getting through that first level of awareness to that somebody told me it was Garvey 2.0. You know, I've had this 50 years of a great relationship in Southern California and throughout the state with the fans, you know, and the people and living here. But now it's, I'm a pitcher, so to speak, you know, talking about real life issues, cost of living, quality of life. Talking about California in 2024 as compared to when I first came here in basically 1970. And you can remember those times too. I mean, it was the heartbeat of America. I mean, people came here with their new products and young kids endorsed them. And, you know, technology was flying off the charts and aerospace. And then all of a sudden, things started to change. And we got to get it back to when you came here with your dreams, start a family, grow a business, and fall in love with this great state.
Yeah, I came out here 30 years ago. You came out here 50 years ago. But even 30 years ago, it was so dramatically different. I can't imagine what it was like in 1973 when you showed up. What do you think went wrong? I mean, to have this place was paradise. This place was an incredible gift. And people came here because they fell in love with it. I fell in love with it in New Jersey just seeing the Rose Bowl parade. Or seeing football games being broadcast out of San Diego in December.
The Bravo Golf Tournament in
January. Right. That's right.
So it was 78.
It was always magical to me what I saw, you know, on television. And I came out here 30 years ago, and it pretty much matched what I thought it was going to be. And then we've watched it day by day go to hell. What do you think happened just in society, in politics? What's gone haywire here?
Well, I think, and I say this when I speak a lot, I mean, you know, back when I started to get involved in politics was the latter part of the 70s. You know, when you're young, you're building your career, and you're so busy, and, you know, things are rolling along, but you're not involved in politics. And all of a sudden, you start to make a little money, your family starts to grow, you start to think more about the politics of leadership. And are you going to be restrained from, like I've always said, reaching for the moon? And if you fall short, you'll be a star. But that chance. And I think the biggest change from then to now, and I was the American dream. You know, in September 1st of 1969, the Dodgers called me up, and I put a Dodger uniform on for the first time, and my dream came true. I got to the starting line. Of course, I had a great career. But it was unlimited. It was unrestricted. It was unregulated. You could reach for the moon. I think what's happened over time is there's been this suppression, and it starts with the economy, and then it goes to being hesitant to go out into the streets, and it's almost a socialistic control of making people all equal and dependent on government. And I remember the times I used to introduce President Reagan during his campaign, and we had some quiet moments, and I said to Mr. President, yeah, what really matters to you? And he looked at me, and, you know, he had this paternal presence. And he said, he called me Stephen. He said, Stephen, he said, it's God. He said, it's lower taxes. It's smaller government. And letting people dream, letting people create, letting people, you know, try this and try that. And I think what's happened over time is we haven't had the opportunity or the time that we could do those types of things. Because we've been suppressed. 88% of Californians right now break even or lose money every month because of the economy. That should never happen. Regulations coming out of, you know, of Sacramento that all of a sudden cause businesses to rethink if they can grow or if they can exist. You look at the streets, the crime on the streets, and good men and women, police officers and sheriffs are doing a great job. But they only get them to where they check them in at the station, and then all of a sudden they look up when they're doing the paperwork and the criminal goes out the back door. These hopeless people, the homeless that are on the streets.
Let me talk about the homeless a second, because the other day you probably saw the California state auditor said we have spent $24 billion, Gavin Newsom, $24 billion in the last 6 years on homelessness. It's gotten a lot worse. And he cannot find where the money went. They don't know where any of the $24 billion, where it ended up.
Yeah. Well, it's a failure of leadership. And I said right from the beginning, there's a few policies that we formulated with my campaign that have rung true. And one of them is when I get back to Washington, one of the first things I'll do is do a federal audit on what happened to the money in California. Where did it go to? And the state audit, it talks about this agency and that agency and about a prominent agency, I think it's California Coalition for Homelessness. stop tracking where the money went in 2021 because they couldn't figure out where it was going. How can you spend that much money? Remember when we talked about a million? Now we're talking about billions, and in a decade or two, we'll always be talking about trillions. Where has this money gone? Because what happened between 2013 and today is that homelessness grew 56%. And in the last year alone, it grew 15%. So that we're arguably 30-35% of the homeless in America.
Yeah.
How can that happen in California?
Yeah, right? I know. We're 12% of the population. And you know what? In fact, can you hang on? I want to talk more about this stuff because there are so many categories where we're number one nationally, and it's what makes life impossible. And it just seems hardly anybody. I mean, normal people talk about it, but nobody in public in government talks about it. And we're going to continue with Steve Garvey here, who's running for Senate against Adam Schiff. This is Dianne Feinstein's old seat. And he's in the finals against Schiff, and we'll discuss things further when we come back.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We continue talking to Steve Garvey. He's the former Dodger great running as a Republican against Adam Schiff, the Democrat, to be the next U.S. senator to fill Dianne Feinstein's old seat. Let's get Steve back on here. Steve, just to continue our conversation. We're first in unemployment. We're first in homeless. We're first in people on welfare. We're first in gas taxes. We're first in gas prices. We're first in electricity prices. I could go on, but I think you get the point. I mean, it's a total wipeout, total collapse here.
Of being California.
What's that?
I think that's something that who would have ever thought that, right?
Yeah,
this great state and all its wealth and all its natural resources. And the one thing, the first thing you said was, we're first in jobless. How can that happen? You know, you hear the administration talking, we just gained 330,000, jobs last month. But not in California, because, first of all, just quickly in education, we lost 18,000 students over the last 3 years during COVID because they weren't educated properly and they didn't go to school, which means fast forward 5 years, 10 years, the workforce no longer is able to produce at a level that includes being developing and innovative and things like that. But this state needs, we've got to deregulate. We've got to open things up, just as the country needs to have more oil leases and more fracking and let our energy flow so that we have, affordability in our energy. John, it really gets down to leadership. And I think the one thing that I've been saying lately is, my opponents, and now it's Schiff, have a ceiling. They're career politicians. They answer to their party. They vote 97-98% of the time down party lines because they want to keep a job. They want to honor the party. I'm here to honor the people. I'm not running for a job. I'm running for the people. And that's why I think I have political courage to do and make the decisions that are good for all the people. And when you do that, when you don't have politicians that get in the way of working with each other, it's just like I'm going to be a one-term senator. People say, oh, you'll be a lame duck. Do you really think that I'm going to be a lame duck? Do you really think that when I go back to Washington, people aren't going to want to work with me because I owe no one? And I have a clean slate so I can work with the other side to be able to do what's best for my state and their state and the country. I mean, this is leadership. This is what we need.
I think it's freeing not to worry about reelection. I mean, you can really say and do what you feel and not worry necessarily how it's going to play in the next election cycle. I think you could really be your own man without that burden.
And I think people that know me and watch me, I mean, how many of us go to work with, 30,000 people who get to judge us every day and root and boo and cheer, but they see who you are. They see your DNA and they see your passion, your commitment. I mean, you go to work every day. Thousands of people listen to you. They get their information to you and you're fair and you're honest to both sides, but you have your opinions too, just as I do. And I think that's the key, to be fair and honest. 2 days ago, we were up at the Hoover Institute and we've been there a couple times now, and talked with Condoleezza Rice, and got a chance to meet General Mattis and Admiral Ellis, and talk to them. And the bottom line, we've never been in more danger than we are now. We also never have a better opportunity to turn the state of the country around by people starting to do things together again. We, the people, doing things for the good of the state and the country. And I've talked about civility. There's a wonderful book called The Loss of Civility. Where has it gone? Where has it gone when you walk down the street and you, somebody's coming the other way and you say hello, and they look the other way? Well, let's say hi back. All right? It's a respect for each other. We live in this country. God gave us life and free will and choice. Let's use it for the betterment of our society. But let's start getting leadership that's going to make good decisions that will allow people to reach for the moon again and start to be able to go out to eat a couple times more a month, right? And know that eggs aren't 100% more than they were 2 years ago. And when I go to the gas station, you know, this afternoon, and I see people getting $10 for the gas instead of 10 gallons because they just can't afford it. They're trying to think, how far can I go this weekend? And what about, I mean, sports, dear to me, youth sports, you know, all our kids, we've taken them to tournaments all through the years and so forth. You know, that's the great joy of families is watching their children develop on the athletic field. And now the family, the whole family can't go anymore. They can't afford to go.
No, that, so you know, you're right. That, I mean, that's what I'm noticing every day is a lot of the little things in life are very difficult to deal with it because, you know, the gas is, I paid $5.89 for a gallon of gas yesterday, you know, and one of our listeners called in from Iowa and said his gas is $2.99. Now, how can it be $2.99 in Iowa and $5.89 here? What's going on?
Well, because we went from $60-70 billion surplus to a $60-70 billion deficit. And that's failed leadership. Where leadership puts the burden on the people instead of working together for the good of the people. And it's, you know, all areas of Southern California, our Latino community. Nobody works harder than them. They get up early, they stay late. They're great family people. They've been great supporters of mine. We work together on a number of things. They want their children to go to school and get a good education because they want them to be the future leaders. And education, we spent 2 hours at the Institute on education and what needs to be done. We need to get engaged parents with committed teachers, to school boards who put children first, and that the politics and bureaucracy. Let's let our kids, and when those dreams come true, they are the next leaders of this country, whether it's the Latino community, the Asian community, you know, all the fibers of California that when they work together, they make it the greatest state and the fifth best country in the world.
Steve, I got to run. I got to do the news. Thank you for coming on and talking about all this. And you got a website? Why don't you get tell people about your website?
SteveGarvey.com. And we've had just tremendous support. We thank everybody, but it's 8 more innings. You know, this is the second game of the doubleheader, and we're going to win this.
All right. Steve Garvey running for U.S. Senate as a Republican against Adam Schiff, the Democrat, in November. More coming up. When we come back, Corinne Jean-Pierre, the spokesperson for Joe Biden, got into it with a Fox reporter over Biden's story about his uncle, Bozy, getting eaten by cannibals in Papua New Guinea. Back in World War II, he told that story twice, and it's not true. And so Peter Ducey from Fox challenged the press secretary about it. We're going to there's even more. This has become like an international story. We'll tell you when we come back.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Next hour, we're going to have two rounds of the Moist Line, and then coming up right after the 3 o'clock news, we're going to talk with Max Kennedy. He is one of the children of Senator Robert F. Kennedy. And Max Kennedy is the brother of RFK Jr., who's running for president. But Max is here to talk about something else, something more important if you live in L.A. County. It's he's endorsing Nathan Hochman to replace George Gascon. Max Kennedy and his sister, Rory Kennedy, are really upset with the way the crime has gone insane here in Los Angeles County. And he is throwing his support, and Rory Kennedy as well, throwing her support behind Gascon's opponent. Now, does it need to be said about the long Democratic ties the Kennedy family has? But they're going against Gascon because I don't think this crime thing is a political issue at all. I think every normal, decent person in L.A. County realizes that this experiment is insane, absolutely insane, a social experiment that has failed. And the main perpetrator is Gascon. I mean, he was the co-writer of Prop 47. So it's he also is the DA up in San Francisco. So we have a lot of evidence to convict Gascon as being one of the primary forces, if not the primary force, in the degradation of our day-to-day life. And we're going to talk with Max Kennedy coming up after 3 o'clock. Okay, this is a hoot. We told you about this yesterday. So they're letting Biden go in campaign. He has a tightly scripted speech, except, you know, he goes off on his own. And he starts telling stories that never happened. You know, one of the famous ones is going on the Amtrak train and being congratulated for his million-mile achievement by a train conductor who at the time Biden reached that goal had already died. Yesterday, twice, two separate appearances, he started talking about his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, claiming he was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea during World War II. Here's what he said at one stop. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals at the time. They never recovered his body, but the government went back when I went down there and checked and found some parts of the plane. Then a few hours later, he told steelworkers in Pittsburgh that Uncle Bozy had gotten shot down in New Guinea and they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals, for real, in that part of New Guinea. Now, he ended up getting some people in New Guinea pissed off. The University of Papua New Guinea, Michael Kabuni, is a lecturer in political science, and he said, implying your uncle jumps out of the plane and somehow we think it's a good meal is unacceptable. They just wouldn't eat any white men that fell from the sky. We're now going to play you a clip of Fox News' Peter Doocy, who takes on Karine Jean-Pierre, that dopey press secretary for Biden, and they get into it over Biden's fake story about his uncle getting eaten by cannibals. So play cut number three.
Why is President Biden saying that his uncle Bozy was eaten by cannibals?
So, you know, I answered this question yesterday. I believe I've seen some clips on your network about me answering this question. I don't have much to say beyond what I said to some of your colleagues. Look, I was there. I think you traveled with us too to Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if you were there at the memorial in Scranton. The president had a emotional and I think a symbolic moment. He had an opportunity as president to honor his uncle's service in uniform. He had an opportunity to be there as president to speak to
the
bravery of his uncle, and not just his uncle, but many U.S. service members that put their lives on the line on behalf of this country. So his uncle, who lost his life when the military aircraft he was on crashed in the Pacific after taking off near New Guinea, the president highlighted his uncle's story as he made the case for honoring our sacred commitment to equip those we send to war and take care of them and their families when they come home. And as he iterated, the last thing American veterans are, or the last thing Americans are, should be called, are suckers and losers. And that is, those types of words should not come from a commander in chief, as we have in the past. And we should actually be lifting up our American veterans and honoring them. And that's what you saw from this president.
And I agree. Second Lieutenant Ambrose J. Finnegan was a war hero. But the Pentagon says, for unknown reasons, the plane was forced to ditch in the ocean. Both engines failed at low altitude. Why is President Biden saying he was shot down? There's no evidence of that. And why is he saying that his uncle was eaten by cannibals? That is a bad way to go.
He lost his life. It's not, look, I'm not, we should not make jokes about
it's
this.
Not, President Biden said that his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
I mean, your last line is, it's for a laugh. It's for a funny statement. And he takes this very seriously. His uncle, who served and protected this country, lost his life serving. And that should matter.
It was not
you
eaten.
Have a president that lifts up our U.S. troops, our American veterans, every day, who thinks about them, who actually thinks they're all heroes, and they are. And you have a former president who disrespects that, who doesn't honor that. Said it as president, suckers or losers. That's what he said.
But
I think you're missing the point. The point is you have a president that lifts up American veterans, who lifts up our U.S. service members. And that's what matters. He understands how critical and how important it is to be commander in chief.
Where do you go to school to do that? Why would somebody want to do that? That is great. That's one of the best. All right. We got more coming up. And then Max Kennedy is going to be on with us after 3 o'clock. Robert Kennedy's son, Robert Kennedy, who was the famous senator from New York, assassinated here in Los Angeles in 1968 by Sirhan Sirhan. Well, Max Kennedy has experience as an assistant DA in Philadelphia, and he and his sister Rory are very upset with Gascon for obvious reasons, and he would like Gascon out. And he is supporting Nathan Hochman, the opponent. And we'll get into all that coming up after 3 o'clock.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We've got one more Biden clip to play because it happened today. Roll it short.
That important foreign products, I'm exporting for their products.
We don't know. He's talking about importing foreign products, and I don't know what part two of that line is. And we're looking at it online, and nobody can decode it. But play it one more time there.
That important foreign products, I'm exporting for their products.
Okay. Some really sharp brain he's got there. You know what's great, and as I mentioned right before the news, we're going to have Max Kennedy on. Max Kennedy is one of Senator Robert Kennedy's sons. He and his sister Rory today was part of an event with Nathan Hochman, and they endorse and support Nathan Hochman for DA of LA County against George Gascon. And Max Kennedy has a background in this business. He was an assistant DA in Philadelphia, and of course His father was killed here in Los Angeles by Sirhan Sirhan. And Max Kennedy has a lot to say about people getting out on parole. We have actually a fascinating side-by-side test case between two completely different philosophies. One is George Gascon in L.A. Anything goes. Nobody's arrested, or few are arrested. If they get arrested, very few are kept on bail. Even if they're kept on bail and prosecuted, they're not sentenced, or they're not sentenced to anything significant. And if they end up getting sentenced, they get let out early. So there's not much in the way of arrests. If you do have an arrest, there's not much in the way of jail time. There's no bail. Often they get out immediately. Then if you get prosecuted, and often you don't, you go to jail for a little while, prison for a little while. And what do we have? We have rampant crime in our faces every day. And we know this. We can see it with our own eyes. Then you have Orange County, which has Todd Spitzer. Todd Spitzer is the district attorney. And he's running an ad campaign saying that crime doesn't pay in Orange County. In fact, I saw a bus. A bus went by me today. I was waiting to make a left turn, and a bus passed right in front, and it said, "We prosecute in Orange County." So what do you have? Well, you have a list of the 10 safest cities in the state, according to a home security company called Safewise. Out of the 10 safest cities, 7 of them are in Orange County. 7 of the 10 safest cities in the state of California are in Orange County. Los Angeles County has 0. Can you imagine that? We've got 58 counties in the state. And I believe Orange County has a little over 3 million people. So it's I don't know, what, 8% of the population? 8% of the population, 70% of the top 10 safest cities. Gee, which way do you think works better? George Gascon's way or Todd Spitzer's way? Wouldn't you like the crime rate to be like it is in Orange County if you live in LA County? Wouldn't you like that? So how about we try Todd Spitzer's way? We've given George Gascon his run. Are you happy? Do you feel good? Some of the individual cities, the number one city is Rancho Santa Margarita. Number 2 is Aliso Viejo. Number 3, Yorba Linda. Number 4, Laguna Niguel. Number 5, Mission Viejo. Look at that. You got the top 5 there. Number 6, Lake Forest. And then there's Lincoln, Poway, and Rockland. And then number 10 is from Orange County, and that's Irvine. Wow, how about that? There is so little crime in Orange County that Irvine comes in as number 6 in the county and number 10 in the state. Actually, number 7 in the county, number 10 in the state. How about that? Other Southern California cities in the top 20 include San Clemente, also from Orange County, and in the Inland Empire, Murrieta, Fontana, and Menifee. And Safeway says it compiles the rankings by using the most up-to-date FBI data, statistics on violent crime, property crime, gun violence, package theft, which is a crime. So there you go. There's an ad campaign that lives up to its hype. Crime does not pay in Orange County. That's what the billboards say. I saw it myself. And said Todd Spitzer, we still prosecute in Orange County. Just because L.A. is very lenient on people who steal, we're going to prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. And I ask you again, which way do you want to live? Really? Which way do you want to live? Why can't we have 7 of the top 10 safest cities? Why can't Los Angeles be one of those cities? If you prosecute criminals, you get a lot closer. What else are you going to do with them? If you don't prosecute them, then what? Then we just accept all the theft every day? That's what I don't understand. This is pretty much a zero-sum game. Every time you put a bad guy in jail on that day, that week, that year, he can't commit another crime. His crime rate goes to zero. When you release him, he starts committing crimes. We all know this. Of all the people to have sympathy for, why would you have sympathy for criminals? That I don't understand it. There's a lot of people who are in bad straits one way or the other. They don't have much money. They might have had a job. They've got emotional problems. They've got, you know, their sicknesses. They've had terrible things happen to them that's not their fault. You have compassion for those people who have difficulties maybe sometimes outside their control. They're victims of fate in some way. But why would you have compassion for guys who wake up in the morning and openly want to steal? I saw a criminal talking about this on television the other day. And he basically says you do it because it pays off pretty well. That's why you do it. That being in a regular job doesn't pay that well. It's not that interesting. Committing crimes all day, that's an adrenaline rush. That's a high. That's why he does it, and he gets paid better. Guy actually said this. I saw it on camera. All right, we come back. We're going to talk with Max Kennedy. Max Kennedy and his sister, Rory, they're children of Robert F. Kennedy, the senator. And they stood and supported Nathan Hochman today outside the Hall of Justice downtown. Nathan Hochman for District Attorney of Los Angeles County. Max Kennedy has served as an assistant DA in Philadelphia, and he is upset with a lot of Gascon policies, and he thinks time is up for Gascon. And even though he's a Democrat and I guess is normally expected to vote for a guy like Gascon, he is not. He's going to go with the independent here, Nathan Hochman. We'll talk with Max Kennedy coming up next. And we got two rounds of the Moist Line as well. John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.